What's up, beautiful goddess? Welcome back to the Slay Challenge. This is day 13. Over the past few days, we have walked the paths of our labyrinth, and here we are at the threshold of a plan, but still in the midst of finding our passion, finding our purpose, and finding our power. Not just finding them, but cultivating them and immersing ourselves in them, indulging in a world of our own creation, if you will, where we breathe in our passion, we breathe in our purpose, we breathe in our power, we speak it, we eat it, we feel it daily. And the whole point of it all is to just get you out there, to get you into it, into your life, into the world, into your vision, into your game, whatever you want to call it, but just to get into it and to do it your way. So as you continue to do the work of cultivating your vision, keep in mind that the way or ways of the world are not our own unless we lay claim to them. So stop allowing the outside world to dictate who you are, where you're going, what you're doing, and how you're living. And then that brings us right into the planning piece. Planning is the part where the focus is on bringing in all of the juicy and deliciousness of life, bringing in all of the juicy and deliciousness of your passions, your purpose, your power. And isn't that what you want? Don't you want a juicy and delicious life that you love and share with the ones you love? Well, you just have to figure out what that life looks like, and then you have to build it for yourself. I like to think of it like this. I like to think of it as though you're kind of making your favorite meal or your favorite dessert. And as you build your life plan, you will want to ensure that you have the right ingredients, appropriate equipment, proper directions, and of course, adequate time to invest in its preparation. You'll want to know how to prepare each item individually, the order of their placement. That matters. The method by which you mix them together and how long it takes to get done. If you follow it to the letter, it'll come out pretty good, almost just right every time. And eventually, you'll commit the recipe to memory as it becomes second nature to you. And the more you make it, the less time it takes to prepare, and the better it gets. Find the key ingredients that work for you and stick to the recipe. Everything about the perfect recipe is intentional. Planning your life is no different. Your quote of the day: planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now. Alan Lakin. I love that. Affirmation. I now have all I need to cultivate my life's vision and bring it to fruition. Your task of the day: write the vision for your life. What does it look like? Consider the self-love fundamentals we've talked about. Consider what we talked about as far as your passion, purpose, power, and plan. And then look at every area of your life. And if you're having trouble differentiating or determining what all the areas of your life are, let me throw a few of them at you. We are talking about your physicality. We're talking about your mentality, your emotional state, your spirituality, your relationships, your financial goals, the legacy that you want to leave behind. If you have some philanthropic endeavors somewhere stirring in your mind, we're talking about all of those things. And feel free to throw in a few more if you have them. All right, that's it. It's time to cultivate that vision. Pull it all together. Thank you yet again for allowing me to be a part of yet another wonderful day. Go out and make it beautiful for you and beautiful for someone else. And I will meet you back here tomorrow with yet another Slay Challenge. Until then, much love. Mwah.